Dictation for Rachel Reynolds, R-A-Y-C-H-E-L-L, R-E-Y-N-O-L-D-S. Date of birth is 2/12/92. Date of service is 4/11/2023 is a new patient visit. 4/11/2023. The patient is referred by Barbara Ritchie, who is a nurse practitioner, primary care physician for her care, and the referral is included in the records for further management. Initial history is that patient was shot in her right leg, working from one end to the other. The entry wound is the dorsal part and the exit wound is in the inguinal region or the upper thigh on the right side. And the patient reported that some stranger shot while she was trying to get into a car. This occurred at West Chicago and Littlefield, L-I-T-T-L-E-F-I-E-L-D. Patient reported that after the injection, after this gunshot, she has a difficult time standing straight or even walk, and her entire foot and the ankle is numb and very excruciating pain. Besides, there is a pain in the wound area, which is she describes as being stabbed with a knife 10 times over. It's a gaping wound at the exit part of the bullet, and she reports that her entire foot is very painful. She also had an abscess in this wound, which has now been cleared up, and her abscess is now not present. No infection is there. The wound is healing well. She was initially provided treatment at Henry Ford Hospital General Surgery, who did the debridement and took care of this wound. And she has an appointment with them to follow up. She's also supposed to follow up with the neurology at Henry Ford Hospital. According to her, there's no fever, but the pain is completely constant and continuous, and is described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, cramping, sharp, gnawing, punishing, cruel, aching, heavy and tender. The pain is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Modifying factor for the pain is worse by standing and walking and improved by pain medications and rest. Most of the pain is in the right leg where the gunshot happened. And police report was filed. Police did come on the scene. And besides the numbness and tingling of the right ankle and foot and all the toes, and ongoing pain in this area, no other symptoms have been reported. Yeah. So far, patient report that only X-rays have been done, no MRI CT scan have been done, no EMGs have been done or any other testing. Additional history, patient report that she was seeing Barbara Ritchie, B-A-R-B-A-R-A, R-I-C-H-E-Y, who is the nurse practitioner, her primary care physician, helping her with all of these issues after this gunshot. She was having daily dressing, and she's been provided antibiotic, and the wound has been clearing. And besides some muscle weakness, numbness, and tingling of the right foot, no other issues are reported. No other treatment has been afforded. She has not seen any therapist or any wound care nurse. System review, please review the chart. Spa surgical history, please review the chart. Allergies, review the charts. Family history, relationship status, current employment, please review the chart. No legal action is going on. No lawyer has been selected. Personal history, please use the records. ADLs, also please see the report as included. And the physical examination, blood pressure is 120 over 70, pulse is 86, pulse ox is 100, and the height is 5'6", weight 141. Miss Rachel Reynold is a is a 31 year old African American female, alert oriented, cooperative, conscious, with no sinuses, jaundice, including colonicia, and there's no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. Patient does not appear to be severely anxious, lethargic. Patient has a good attitude, demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well and is mobile, independent without using an adaptive device. She's using a cane to walk with. But she is able to walk reasonably well, slowly. In the skin, please mention there is a wound in the right thigh anteriorly. The entry wound is closed. The exit wound is still open and there is no infection. The wound is granulating beautifully and healing. The dressing is there, and after removing the dressing, new dressing was applied while using Betadine. Rest of the exam is from the template, including neurological examination, which is normal. In the peripheral neurological examination, the right foot and ankle is completely numb. The range of motion of all the toes is normal, and there is no circulatory deficit, and reflexes are normal. Musculature examination didn't reveal any positive finding, all from the template. Musculoskeletal examination, please use the template for inspection palpation, which is completely normal. Spine tenderness, minimal spine tenderness is noticed at L5-S1 and bilateral sacroiliac joints with 1 plus muscle spasm in the paravertebral region from L1 to L5 and 1 plus hypertonicity. Cervical spine range of motion was found to be completely normal at forward flexion of 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation 80. In the lumbar spine range of motion, forward flexion is 60, extension is 20, bilateral side flexion is 20, and bilateral rotation is 15. Hyperextension was not painful. The maneuvers to identify reproducible pain in cervical spine Hoffman sign was found negative. Sperling is negative. Lermit test was negative. Distraction test negative. Soto Hall test was negative. In thoracic spine, Roos test and slump test are negative. In lumbar spine, Budzinski Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test was negative. Contralateral leg raise test negative. Bregar test, Kamp test negative. Bevinsky sign was negative. In the sacroiliac joint, mild tenderness was noticed in bilateral, especially more on the right side. Standing flexion test, iliac compression, and distraction test were negative. Faber test was positive only on the right side, and Constant test was positive right side. Trendelberg sign was negative. The extremities examination, except for the wound in the right upper thigh, entering from the buttock area and exiting at the upper thigh, just below the inguinal region. Wound is healing well. It's like almost one inch wide wound with a pink granulation tissue. Healing is going very well with a secondary intention. The range of motion of the rest of the leg on the right side is completely normal. Hip and knee examination were normal. Foot examination also did not show any positive finding. The movement of all the toes is normal. Ankle movements are normal. No valgus varus abnormality. No extremity shortening. And no other positive findings were noticed, except the wound. Diagnosis? R26.89 in general, R25.81, G89.21. And then CNS R51, Nerve, M79.2. Muscles, M60.9, M62.838. Ligaments, M54.0. In the lower extremity, pain in the right leg, M79.604. Gunshot wound, right thigh. In the lumbar spine, please mention M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5 XXA. The plan of care is from the template. The treatment plan is as follows. The first is physical therapy that has not been ordered, but it will be ordered in a 10 days or 15 days after consulting with the patient and her provider. Either a home care or outpatient therapy as perceived reasonable will be provided at least 2 times a week, along with the nursing care and wound care. Non-narcotic pharmaceutical medications are provided. Patient is provided with Mobic 15 mg daily for anti-inflammatory effects, 30 tablets. Prilosec 20 mg daily for 30 tablets. Lidocaine gel 5%, 200 gram daily for local application on the right foot and ankle for pain relief. Along with this patch has been, lidocaine patch has also been ordered to apply for the right foot and ankle to relieve this pain temporarily. She has been provided with Neurontin 600 mg every 8 hours, 30 tablets, 30 days, 90 tablets, and to be taken for nerve involvement relief. Patient is concerned about her femoral nerve, but I do not think it is involved. Patient do not have an entire rest of the leg numbness. It's just localized to the right foot and ankle. And so evaluation will be done at a later date. Percocet was provided for pain relief 10 over 325 every 8 hours, 7 days, 21 tablets. Non-pharmacological modalities can be used, magnets, acupunctures. Home exercise plan can be used if she can. Refer to psychiatry is needed because the patient has panic, anxiety, depression, etc. Fitness and sleep problem. Fitness club program at a later date as okayed by the by her PCP as well as by the therapist. Review of any studies available. We do not have any records available from one old MRI dated 2010 showed normal MRI of the lumbar spine with the herniated disc at L5S1. Interventional pain procedures, no procedure has been conducted. Surgical options, none are needed. Patients are already in connection with Henry Ford Hospital Surgery Department who are taking care of her, and also the neurology and pain department as well. And patient has the liberty to choose to go to them for further investigation and further pain management. The referral to neuropsych evaluation is not being ordered as she has no TBI. Attended care case worker. Patient has not informed me if she needs the attended care. Past medical records are order released. Investigation. We are going to order an EMG nerve condition test for the right lower extremity. Also a MRI for lumbar spine is being ordered to clarify any new trauma from this current accident. As compared to the pre-existing L5S1 disc herniation, DME. The patient has no need for any DME. She already has a cane to walk with. And education is yes. Follow-up visit is in 7 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.